America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 18th day of September, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. A couple of matters here we need to get out real quick. First of all, we will discontinue posting new YouTube videos as of the last one will be posted Friday, the 28th of September. We're already posting the new real audios of my show at my website. You can go ahead and start listening now. That would probably be a wise thing to do. So that's a quick heads up. We'll keep the older YouTube archives up as long as YouTube allows us to keep them up. And beginning, it would be the 1st of October. Beginning the 1st of October, we'll only be posting new videos on Real Video. At my website at thelibertyman.com, you'll see a yellow banner scrolling across near the top. I am seeking someone to do marketing for me. This is a paid position, pays quite well, I might add. If you're interested, contact me. Marketing me to international speakers bureaus. So as long as you've got high-speed internet access, telephone, you can do this. Looking for a sales professional. Prepper tip of the day. I encourage all of you to check out all your first aid kits. You should have a large, very large, comprehensive base cap kit at your home, and probably a slightly smaller one in your motor vehicle. We had a first aid class. Our local preparedness group had our first aid class this past Saturday. The instructor is a paramedic, and he carries a very comprehensive kit in his personal vehicle. But check out all your first aid kits. Make sure they've got everything in there that you need. That's everything in good working order, clean and properly packed and so forth, ready to go. We have open lines this first hour. Hour two, we will have Leon Green with us, and no telling what we may talk about with Leon. He's been traveling. Looking forward to getting caught up with Leon. Well, the news continues to have more and stranger things happening. The nomination of Mr. Kavanaugh took a very unexpected turn. Apparently, Senator Feinstein had information from allegedly anonymous source back in July, and didn't do anything with it until the best time to cause the most disruption to the Kavanaugh nomination process. Very strange. very strange. We got this woman claiming that when she was a 15-year-old girl, that 17-year-old Mr. Kavanaugh molested her in a drunken party. How about that? So we'll see how this plays out. It's a very strange thing, to say the least. Very strange. Looks like there's a billionaire planning on spinning around the moon here. First private passenger is a Japanese billionaire, Yusaku Maezawa. Well, I wish him well. I have no desire to do that. I'm not sure it can be done. At least not with the current technology. I have a growing concern, personal growing concern, with the threat posed by Communist China and Russia combined. We talk about this every Wednesday, second hour, with my friend Jeff Nyquist. I've known Jeff for quite a few years. I first became a fan of Jeff when I was reading articles he was posting at WorldNet Daily. This would have been 13, 14 years ago, I guess. And I used to have him on my show frequently. Now he's on every Wednesday, second hour. Jeff has excellent analytical abilities. He's a great researcher. He knows where to get the real information as opposed to make-believe information. I have a lot of sources and a lot of contacts. I don't know everything, and I can't access everything. I'm going to be making some attempts to find out what the true troop strengths are in Mexico, both Russians and Chinese. I know they're there. I've verified that privately a number of times. And that's not an issue for me. What I'll be looking for is current troop strengths and to get some kind of estimate as to how quickly I can find out if there is a rapid buildup. Now, there was a couple of things that I would point to as fairly recent: Desert Shield and Desert Storm. These were both allied movements, mostly United States. We had other governments putting troops in there more for show than anything else, quite frankly. But Desert Shield was the buildup to invade. And it took, I'm going to say about half a year or so to get the men, the equipment, the supplies all in place. And that's a modern, real example of what can be done, how long it takes for a modern military right now to build up an invasion force. I think that's easily transferable and correctly transferable to what might be done in Mexico and Canada as far as that goes. What might be done in Mexico with a rapid Russian and Chinese troop buildup, which they would need prior to an invasion. And how well could they conceal that from observation, from our surveillance satellites and whatever other observations we can have, electronic intercepts and so forth. The Chinese, don't sell the Chinese short. They are very bright people. And they are diligent students of Sun Tzu, General Sun Tzu, the Chinese general who authored his book, a book that's older than the Christian Bible, by the way, more than 2,000 years ago. The Chinese still today, in September 2018, still follow the concepts of Sun Tzu. When you're strong, appear to be weak. The art of war is the art of deception, and so forth. I'm a student of Sun Tzu as well. In fact, there's multiple translations of The Art of War by General Sun Tzu. And we have one of those translations available as a free download at my website, by the way. Not a big book, depending on the translation. Typically, most copies run around 100 pages or so. I recall when I went back to my old unit from Vietnam, 10th Psychological Operations Battalion, I brought a copy with me and showed it to my section chief, a young captain. He may have been a lieutenant, I don't recall. And then he showed it to the first sergeant, and the first sergeant asked me to make copies for all the section leaders. Apparently, they were pretty much unaware of the book, all the guys in the unit at the time. So I did that, and they allowed me to use the battalion photocopier to do that. I made about 10 or 12 copies. The Art of War by General Sun Tzu. Mandatory reading at almost every military academy on the planet, by the way. I obviously don't know what goes on in all military academies, since there's probably more than 100 worldwide. But in most military academies, the Art of War is mandatory reading. For a very good reason. The concepts, the principles put forth in the Art of War are timeless. They're absolutely timeless. Absolutely. American bookstores typically carry their copies of the Art of War. Where do they carry them? Well, usually, if they only have them in one place, you'll find them in the business book section. That may strike you as odd, but that's where you'll find them, in the business book section. We got a caller on hold here. We got Mark in Philadelphia. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Before I get to the point of what I'm calling about, are you familiar with Al Whitney, who's one of the other broadcasters?
I am not. No.
She's on Saturday night. She's very much into good health and also helping people to get a good grounding on their footing of who they really are. Anyway, I called into her show, and I've called into her show a few times. I don't listen to her every weekend. She's only on once a week on the Saturday evenings. Anyway, so I called in, and we were talking. I called in about veterans and the concern for veterans' health and these pharmaceutical drugs that are absolutely dangerous, especially the psychotropics. Anyway, so she told me that her daughter had a coworker just this last week who died. So happened that the coworker was a veteran, and he died by suicide. And when the daughter told her mother about this, then Al asked her, if she could actually inquire a little bit more into what happened. Turns out, and she specifically asked her daughter to ask if he was on any medications. And it turns out he was. He was on antidepressants. Now, I don't know if you heard, I called into Tim's show on Saturday. I don't know if you've talked to Tim. I just learned this. The Veterans Appeals Board declared on August 23rd that now veterans can sue the VA in class action. And look, I'm not into suing. I'm not into going after anybody like that, including the VA. But the point of it is that I shared with you about these psychotropics that they're prescribing. And John, I was really, really shocked that to find out that not only are they the VA system is prescribing these drugs to veterans who are out of the service, they're also prescribing these drugs to active duty. Were you aware of that?
Not specifically, but that doesn't. Of course, the VA wouldn't be prescribing anything for active duty people.
Right. Not the VA, but Department of. Yeah.
It'd be the individual doctors in each service: Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard. That would be consistent. That didn't really necessarily surprise me.
Okay, so the thing is that see, the point is that if There may be some of these drugs that are good. I don't think they're good. I don't think they're helpful. I don't know if you know Dr. Norm Shealy.
I've met Dr. Shealy. I know who he is. Yes.
Yeah. He's down in Springfield because that's where I grew up. I met his son. I never met Dr. Shealy personally, but I met his son and interacted with his son a few times back in the early 80s, mid 80s. Anyway, so the thing is that the point is that this might be an opportunity to bring it to the public awareness about psychotropics and how these SSRIs are dangerous. Dr. Peter Bregan, in 2010, went before a Veterans Affairs subcommittee to present the dangers of these SSRIs. And not that he got a good hearing on that, not that they did anything about it. So I'm reaching out and appealing to the nobler motives that we do speak up about this, and question the VA about why they're doing this to veterans, these drugs. Dr. Bregan, when he his presentation in 2010, which, by the way, that's I learned about that through Al Whitney, she actually played a 20-minute audio of where he was presenting before the subcommittee. And he tells that SSRIs are dangerous to veterans, and they're absolutely dangerous to active duty because they exacerbate the very problems that they're supposed to solve, and to the point of driving a person into suicidality. He said that, John. So now the statistic that we hear, it was 20, then it's 22. I'm not sure where it's at today, but 22 veterans a day are committing suicide. And my question is, how many of those are taking some kind of drug, some kind of psychotropic drug from the VA? Majority of veterans that go to the VA system go to the mental health clinic. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I was not, no.
The majority of veterans who are served by the VA go to the mental health clinic. I'm reaching out to find out if there's, I mean, this just occurred in August, late August, this outcome of the hearing to allow class action to go forward. So, for us veterans. So I'm going to look into it to find out what we can do, what I can do to stir things up in a good way to bring this to the attention. Because here's the thing, not only are they prescribing these drugs to veterans, but to a larger audience is our community, and we're talking about children, okay? And if you actually knew, John, how many people are taking some form of medication and some form of psychotropic, I think it'd blow your mind. I don't know. Have you looked into this? How many?
There's enough prescriptions written in this country for every person in this country to have their very own. It's an outrageous number. But one of the concerns we have when it comes to preparedness, Mark, is what happens when people who become dependent on these things are cut off due to a crisis. Do they become a form of zombie, so to speak?
Yeah. Well, it could actually cause it could cause extreme behavior because they're basically wigging
right.
out on you know being
right. well,
being,
cut,
yeah, off
being from
cut off
being cut off cold turkey from these substances would not be right. a pretty picture. No, not at all.
Right. So that shows what you're bringing up there is that shows that these drugs have some form of addictive quality to them.
Well, of right. course they do. And the class action lawsuit route looks like the best way to bring attention and get some resolution. But the best I can tell there, Mark.
Yeah, because we don't need to lose any more vets. So
we don't.
Thank you, thank
Mark.
You, John.
We appreciate
thank
your call. Thank you for the call. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money?
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton or town there. I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 18th of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. Check it out. We had a Russian military aircraft shot down yesterday over Syria. This is serious stuff. What's going on in Syria is a kind of thing that could lead to a much larger war. We've got the French military on the ground, Russian military on the ground, United States military on the ground in Syria. All these different countries with high-performance jet aircraft, all kinds of weaponry, of course, different agendas. Iran is there, by the way. Iran is an ally of Syria along with Russia. Turkey's in the mix. Turkey has got their own issues with what's going on there. It's a very concerning situation that I know been about 2 years ago, maybe closer to three, it was revealed, and I think that was a good thing, that not the revelation, but behind the scenes, with even without the knowledge of Obama, who was still president at the time, the Russian high command and the American high command were cooperating and communicating quietly behind the scenes to make sure that they didn't inadvertently start World War III. I think that's real wise. It shows some great wisdom on the part of the Russian high command and the American high command. I hope that's still going on. I don't know, but I hope it is. We really don't need World War III, do we? I don't think so. But this is Russia's backyard. These are, you know, the distance between Syria. Syria is closer to Russia than Texas is to Washington, D.C. I think that's a, I don't have a map in front of me, but I think that's a fairly accurate statement. This is their backyard. So, of course, they're concerned. Russia has a deep water port that never freezes, obviously. They're not going to give that up. That will not happen. So they have a very important national security interest in keeping Syria on their side of the equation, so that that deep water port remains accessible to the Russian warships. I truly hope and pray that there will be at the highest levels, you know, wisdom and discernment and good decisions being made, so that whatever happens there does not turn to a wider, larger regional war or a world war. We really don't need that. The headline here at Drudge: apparently Bill Gates is concerned about a new disease, a communicable fatal disease. Of course, Bill Gates is on the record as advocating dramatic reduction in population. This is a pretty common thing, and in fact, I know people who believe this, believe that the planet Earth has exceeded its capacity for human beings to live here. I don't believe that's true at all. I believe that's something that comes out of misinformation and a genuine bona fide hatred of humans in general. That's where I believe that comes from. If we have any issues at all, we have issues with governments interfering with human activity. Sometimes extremes make good examples. Look at Zimbabwe, which used to be called Rhodesia. Prior to the communists taking over, it was a food exporting country. They grew far more food than they could consume internally. Far more. It was a food exporting country. Within a couple of years of the communists taking over, President Mugabe, they became a food importing country, and it continued to grow worse and worse. The longer the communists were in power, the worse it became. So that's a great example of how governments create problems. A great example. I don't believe we need a population reduction. We do need to exercise discernment in a lot of areas. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 18th of September. Well, we're less than 2 months away from the Dallas event, Operation Classified. I will be speaking there. This is the 9th, 10th, and 11th of November. It'll be a fun event. If you want to be there and want to book a room, you need to be doing that soon. We've got a huge banner. It's the biggest banner we've ever had on my website here. If you scroll down to Operation Classified, you'll see the camels walking across the desert there. And John B. Wells, it's his deal he's putting together. Also, my website, scrolling across the top, you'll see a yellow banner. I am looking to hire, this is a paid position, I'm looking to hire a sales professional to do marketing me to international speakers bureaus. I have all the contact information for all the international speakers bureaus, by the way. If you or somebody you know is a sales professional and would like to do this, contact me. I need your CV and resume, and we'll move forward on that project. Had one of my listeners from Arizona, Diane from Arizona, came up over the weekend. She took a break from Steve Quayle's event down there in Branson, and I showed her around our community. She joined our first aid class Saturday morning, and then we took a tour of a piece of real estate for sale in my neighborhood, in my zip code, 65456. It was good to meet you, Diane. And if you would like to be my neighbor, contact me. We got some parcels for sale in my zip code, 65456, just a couple. It's a relatively low population density, a lot of national forest. In fact, the property we looked at Saturday is bounded on one side by national forest. And also my website, of course, are energy cleaners for sale. Everything's in stock, ready for immediate shipment. I'm shipping out an energy cleaner this morning, as a matter of fact. If you have issues with arthritis pain, rheumatoid arthritis, joint pain, back pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. It will work. There's a small percentage chance. I used to say 4 or 5% chance it won't work, but actually, in hindsight, it looks like more like a 1 or 2% chance it won't work. That's why I offer, from me to you personally, a 90-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included. The mattress pads that go with it, well, they vary in price depending on what you want. The twin-size bed, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. Everything's right there. You can make your purchase at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check or a money order. My address is there also. All right, and you can also call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. As my regular listeners know, I'm a voracious reader. I read typically about 200 pages of recreational reading a week, which is not a lot, quite frankly. Sometimes I'm edging up towards 400 pages a week. The average novel I read these days runs about 350, 400 pages. It takes me typically 8 or 10 days to get through it with my recreational time, my discretionary time that I've got. But I changed genres for the last couple of years, several years. I was focused a lot, not entirely, but a lot on EMP, apocalyptic survival novels. And I've switched over to Chinese invasion of the United States, apocalyptic novels. I'm looking at strategies. I'm looking at human responses. I'm looking at helpful hints in field craft and technology. There's a lot to be gained from reading a well-written, well-researched novel. I don't watch that much TV. I do have a Netflix subscription and Amazon, of course. One of my listeners mentioned the Jack Ryan series. I started watching the Jack Ryan series, and it's pretty well done. I'm not getting a whole lot of useful knowledge out of it, but it is an interesting series put together there based on the Tom Clancy's character. Does China want what we've got? Do they? What do we have that China might want? They don't want what they consider semi-literate, fat, lazy Americans. Except the women. They want the women. Their men are desperate for wives. In fact, my private sources tell me that the Chinese military has been promising American wives to their lonely Chinese soldiers for a number of years. Now, what they want, what they need, is the agricultural capacity of the United States. They need land. They need a place for their expanding population. And I fully expect that they'll make their move at some point. I don't have a time frame, but at some point. We got a caller on hold here, and we got Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John. Infrastructure. Now, when was that? I was probably been 20, 25 years ago. Everybody was in a spear, and they had a ended up having a some kind of agreement. They come out with this bomb that was supposed to eradicate all the inhabitants and not destroy the infrastructure, and everybody was right in a scare over that. Do you remember that?
Yeah, Yeah, I do remember that. That's been superseded now. And I think the EMP weapon is even better than that.
Damage the infrastructure. You know, so long as you got people walking around and you get riots and what have you, your infrastructure is going to get destroyed just through. When you look at what happened up there, Ferguson, the L.A. riots, they go down and I say they poop in their own bowls, you know.
There was no critical infrastructure damage in Ferguson. Excuse me. It was contained. You know, I had a daily report, and I had people on the ground up there. Ferguson is, is my basically part of my hometown, St. Louis. But the LA riots didn't destroy critical infrastructure. Critical infrastructure is the power grid, fresh water, sewage treatment, natural gas, telecommunications.
Well, that's just true.
Now, in the immortal words of
Barney Fife, it was kind of nipped in the bud, but if it had kept going, I wonder how far it would have spilled over into our critical infrastructure. The main reason I called the gentleman from, was it Philadelphia, Pennsylvania?
Mark in
about
Philadelphia.
The SSRIs. A friend of mine mentioned a few years ago that when things just getting kind of questionable, was losing daily just through age, the our Vietnam veterans and the veteran that had been in combat, such as yourself, it makes me wonder on if these veterans are being suicided by SSRIs. People that have had combat experience, if they're dying, where does that leave us that are not combat hardened and experienced in combat? What better way to subdue the populace if you don't have people that have experienced, been under gunfire and adverse conditions?
There's no evidence that that's what's happening. It does diminish our capacity for resistance. That's very true. When you lose the people who are best qualified to train and lead, that would hurt us.
I guess I look at things differently than a lot of people. Why are they doing this? Granted, pharmaceutical, big pharma is one of them, but what better guinea pigs you got than the military so far is testing a lot of this stuff, and most people think that what the doctors say is true, what goes.
That's right.
And by the way, plug Mike Adams, Natural News. There's an article I read yesterday about what was it, sodium benzoate, that is in so much of our processed food, sodas and what have you. And a caption on that, the headline is, "What's more dangerous than high fructose corn syrup?" I suggest everybody read that. It'll make you want to dig a hole, crawl in it, and pull the dirt in behind you. There's so much that is out there that we are consuming that people have bastardized to the point that it's detrimental to our health in more ways than one. That's all I've got to say. I had to vent a little bit. Have a good day. Enjoy your program as usual.
Okay. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. Well, Mike Adams will be one of the speakers at Operation Classified. I'm looking forward to meeting Mike myself. I've been a fan of his for a number of years. He does great work. He's the real deal. So Operation Classified will be a great event. I hope you can make it. I really do hope you can make it. I was in Dallas earlier this year for an event. It's a beautiful venue at the Hilton Hotel, the same hotel, by the way. I don't know how many rooms I got there. It's a pretty good size hotel. But once it's filled up, it's filled up, and you'll have to get a room someplace else and then commute back and forth for the event. Not really too much of a hardship, but having everything under one roof is certainly nice. Very nice. They had two or three, at least two restaurants, maybe three. All the staff is very gracious, very well trained. Great hotel. We got another call here. We got Paul in New Jersey. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, John. Yeah, John. You know, one of the things that Sun Tzu teaches is the importance of the moral high ground and have a good spirit among our soldiers. And what happens is because our government and the people who've taken over our foreign policy, they've embarked on these really treacherous and horrible policy agendas, particularly now what's going on in Syria. The very fact that the United States is coming to defend and use its air force, or threatening to use its air force, to defend ISIS. Now, this perks down to the morale of the common soldiers, and it also perks down to, I would think, more the intellectual elite in the United States, and demoralizes them because, you know, supposedly we were taught after 9/11 that Al-Qaeda is the enemy, and now we're such a degenerate nation, we actually use ISIS, and I would also argue neo-Nazis in Ukraine to fight for American interests, and people who are smart enough see that as the truth. And so our military men, this gnaws away at them. You know what I mean? They go and they fight over in Iraq and in Afghanistan, and then they only come back home to see the perfidy, the treachery of what are the people who have taken over our foreign policy have done. Now, this wasn't done by the Russians or the Chinese, is my point. You know, this was done by the treachery in the State Department, and I would argue by people with dual allegiances that have infiltrated the U.S., you know, institutes that set the foreign policy, like the Project for a New American Century and others. And so that is worse than being attacked by a foreign military itself. And one other thing, you know, when we talk about Sun Tzu, you know, it's important. He talks about that. He talks about the moral high ground. He talks about the mandate of heaven. But he also talks about how if you're going to conquer a people, the greatest form of conquest is done politically, where you don't even have to fire a shot. And I would argue
that is what he advocates. That's true. Go ahead.
Yeah, and one of the things is I would argue that the Chinese are not going to ever need to fire a shot because they're going to be able to subordinate our will very simply, and that's through their supremacy of free market capitalism because they are winning in the trade game. They're amassing huge, huge fortunes of money, and they'll just be able to buy America. They won't need to fire a shot. They'll just take over international corporations, and for all we know, they're subverting and working on Apple as we speak, and others, and Google, right? And they'll be able to buy off their influence in the United States. They won't have to fire a shot. And so, you know, my thesis is that it's international globalist capitalists who are the problems in the United States. It's the becoming the internationalists themselves, who are also in high places. They're the ones who set the foreign policy agenda. They've set the business agenda. You know, they decided that it's fine to set up an Apple factory in China, where they can exploit their labor and amass nearly $1 trillion. And they dispossessed millions and millions of potential Americans who could, you know, reap the benefits of working for Apple, developing that technology domestically. and also keeping that intellectual property here in the United States for our prosperity. But internationalist corporations, they don't really care. And I don't think also American soldiers and people, like, who wants to die for Apple, right?
Right.
You know, do you want your son to sign up and join the military so you can secure, you know, contracts for large corporations that, and you're not even a shareholder, you have no say in it, you're just, you know, as Kissinger said, you're just the, you know, he alluded to, they're just this dumb soldiers who die, you know, for corporate
interest. That is the attitude of many of the elites, Okay. Paul, thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. We have our last break this hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 18th September. Well, lots of things to pay attention to. Lots of things to be concerned about. Very little we can do about them. Typically, almost nothing. You know, my friend Tim Spencer, he advocates situational awareness. I certainly advocate that as well. We don't know what's going to happen or when. There are some people at certain levels that might, but they're not talking, which means we need to be ready 24/7 for anything. It could be a natural disaster, a man-made event, a combination. Don't know. That's why I advocate preparedness, because it's an uncertain world. We just recently remembered what happened the 11th day of September, 2001, 17 years ago. Actually, the remembrance was 17 days ago, seven days ago, was September 11th. A week ago today. Regardless, we all woke up early morning, September 11, 2001, looking forward to whatever our day had to bring for us, and everything changed. Everything changed. Not only for the few days and weeks after that, but things like the Patriot Act changed things in this country for decades into the future. A new normal. A new normal. I recall a very sad moment. I was standing in line with my, at the time, 8-year-old grandson. He may have been 7, I'm not sure his age, but he didn't want to fly by himself. And I asked him, I said, "Why don't you want to fly by yourself?" And he said, "Grandpa, I don't want to die alone." Now, how sad is that? That's his normal. He was 3 years old when we had the events of 17 years ago. That's his normal, that flying means death. Death from terrorists. How sad is that? That's his normal. I continue to advocate that people become part of a hobby farm where food is grown on the premises for consumption on the premises. That's the definition of a hobby farm, as opposed to a commercial farm where the products grown are meant for sale to earn a living. A hobby farm, a good distance from a major city at a good elevation, preferably west of Mississippi River. Well, there are many thousands of beautiful areas east of Mississippi River. Don't get me wrong. I love the areas east of Mississippi River on one hand. On the other, population density is far greater east of Mississippi River in general. The country will be split east-west at the Mississippi River, which will become a river 100 to 200 miles wide, 100 plus feet deep. Now, you don't build bridges across rivers like that. It'll be an inland sea is what it'll be, splitting the country in two. So you need to be settled in before that happens. You don't want to be on the east side of that. You really don't. I have no doubt that you may be able to pick out a beautiful, what appears to be safe location for a hobby farm. East Mississippi, I wish you well. Now, up in the Appalachian Mountains and some of those areas that are very remote, unless you've got grandparents buried in a local cemetery, you'll never be accepted there. You'll always be an outsider. That's just the nature of that part of the country. So, do your homework. Reach an accommodation with your own feelings. Get your spiritual house in order. And get that hobby farm, or become part of one. You don't necessarily have to live there, but become part of one by offering the two things every hobby farm needs, time and money. Your time and your money. Pretty much every hobby farm needs both. That's pretty much a given, I'd say. Got top of the hour break coming up here in just a moment. We'll be back with Leon Green, and we'll be talking about all kinds of things, including doTERRA oils. Stay tuned. Be right back.